Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. You know, when people ask me where I learned all that I have, I tell them that I attended the finest university in existence, the University of Life, and I continue to take classes there every day. The more I know, the more I want to know. The more I learn, the more I discover how much more there is to learn. It is a fascinating journey. It would be very difficult to sum up what life has taught me, but if I had to, I know exactly what my takeaway would be. I would say that there are innumerable paths leading to the same answers, and that somehow we are led down the path that is right for each of us in our particular soul's journey. Today, we are going to talk about one such journey, a fascinating international odyssey of mysticism, guidance, and inspiration that ultimately led back to the heart of the woman who took it. That woman is my special guest today, Jasmina Agrillo-Scher. Jasmina's life has never been easy. As a child, she was highly intuitive. She sensed and saw otherworldly things that other people couldn't, while living with an unstable mother who suffered from mental illness. Jasmina left home early, put herself through college, and soon found herself in an unfulfilling marriage and then a painful divorce. In her adult life, Jasmina was diagnosed with a brain tumor that nearly killed her, and then she suffered through a surgery to remove it that left her fighting back to regain her full mental and motor skills. Throughout it all, she had mystical experiences that guided her forward, astonishing visions, dreams, and spiritual guidance. Jasmina Agrillo-Scher, spiritual pilgrim, yogi mystic, meditation coach, brain recovery counselor, and author of the book she will be discussing today, Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart, walked the path and then reached out to help others. She has spent more than 25 years inspiring people the world over, teaching them how to access and use the power of their heart to impact consciousness, health, performance, creativity, and relationships. In Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart, Jasmina tells a beautiful, wondrous story that is both heartbreaking and heartwarming. Through it all, she stays remarkably faithful and resilient. Today, we are fortunate to have Jasmina Agrillo-Scher with us to share that story with us. So let me introduce you to her. Good morning, Jasmina. How are you?
I am just great. Good morning to everyone out there. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my journey, because we all have a special journey that we are on that is unique to us, with our own unique gifts beauty and mystery within our life story. So I'm very much looking forward to this. I'm so excited.
Oh, gosh. Me too. Thank you for being my guest today. I guess we should start off by you telling your story. Now, in your book, it's kind of split into two parts. But you can tell it however you want to.
Okay. Part one is what I call the wheel of karma, and I call it this in my book. And so we all have our wheel of karma. We're souls. We come in with a mission. We come in with lessons we want to learn. We come in with gifts. And even with the gifts that we come in, we want to strengthen those gifts. We are meant to share them with others, to grow and share them. So when I was out there as a soul, my mission was I wanted to be resilient. I wanted to learn forgiveness. And so I came into a childhood where I had to learn that, want to have that. And sometimes what happened with me was the contrast of the chaos of my childhood, living with my mom, really it took me out of the nest to have the realization that I need to be out of this family. I need to trust that I will be better off in the world somewhere, that there's something out there for me that can be better than where I am right now. So that was a quality that was definitely developed in me. By the age of 10, I knew I needed to get out of the situation. And, you know, it's really interesting. I figured one thing out. I need money to do that. So I made a promise to myself. I remember telling my brother, I'm going to get out of here. And I need the money to do that, and I'm going to do it. And so I started saving pennies, literally. When I was 12 years old, I started doing child care, 50 cents an hour. And so I increased that. By the time I left high school, I saved enough money to at least get started somewhere outside the family, whether it was college, whatever I chose, and that's exactly what I did. So I had resilience. The second really important thing is to, as we're dealing with our emotions, I had abandonment issues. I had a lot of anger, trust issues, anxiety. So this is my work in this life. And so one key thing to acknowledge, it's really important that we not judge ourselves for our anger, because anger is a great force. Just look at what Martin Luther King Jr. did with anger. Look what Mother Teresa did with anger to correct it's like a righteousness, a compassion came in and created such a blessing for the world. Using those two people is a very good example. So when anger is acknowledged and it's taken into the spiritual connection or the heart connection, it becomes compassion. So I was developing through my anger a passion for well-being. And so it's a really passion for well-being. And when I mentioned Martin Luther King Jr. and Mother Teresa, that's what they had, passion for well-being for others in a very large collective way. But we start as individuals within ourselves. And that has a very powerful effect in our environment, in all our relationships, even when we meet strangers. So that was another key for me. Another one is that I realized as a young adult, I did not have a bond with my mom. I didn't have an emotional bond. And we have our inner guidance, or our spirit connection is there to guide us. And it will guide us unconsciously. And a time that will ripen in our life where we'll have an opportunity to grow, to heal. So what happened with me was I met a spiritual master, Sri Anandima. I was 30 years old. And when I met her in a public program, all of a sudden this memory came back to me of wanting to experience what it's like to be with a divine, a very evolved, highly evolved being. And I had the memory growing up of Christ in my tradition I grew up in, that, oh, gee, what's it like to be with someone like Christ, to actually be a disciple? So when I took initiation with her, and that began this most beautiful opening up, a very beginning stage of truly opening to love in my heart, and to be empowered as the divine feminine being that I am. So I needed an example for that. I needed someone to help me. And that's important because we do need the support. So that connection helped me heal the mother wounds in my soul. And then having the birth of my son was another opportunity for me to mirror for him what I really wanted in my childhood, that love and that acceptance, that confidence, that self-esteem, which I was able to do to this day. He's a very confident guy. He told me the other day, he's a young adult now, he's in school, mastering physics and math, and he said, confidence, that's not my issue. I said, I know, it's not your issue. So we have support and help, and what I had to always do, it's very important. We have to humble ourselves to ask our spirit, our spiritual connection through practice, through prayer, through whatever gets us there to do that. It's really important that we partner up because this is our intuitive connection. And when we learn to do that, when we consciously start doing that on a daily basis, miracles start to happen. It's like wildfire. We attract what we want in our life. So you got me going, Randy. And before the end of the call, maybe I have time, I can leave you with just a basic start for you, working with the power of the heart. I choose the heart, can I finish, is because over a lifetime of studying other and practicing other spiritual techniques of the heart, pathway of the heart is the fastest way to bring the multidimensional healing, the miraculous connection. So I just want to acknowledge that as a really fast path. Mm-hmm.
And you practice something called heart math. What is heart math?
Yes. Heart. Well, the math is the soul. The psychological, spiritual questions that turns on our soul connection, that gives us the multidimensional experience. Our heart connection is natural. But what the science of the heart, what heart math has done was they proved it. What we know inside, what spiritual traditions say, what philosophers say, is that it is a special connection, independent of our thinking mind. For instance, when we feel a positive emotion, it could be a very, like, gratitude, for instance, or the emotion you might feel looking at a gorgeous sunset. We call that appreciation. That emotion, the heart, the energetic heart relates that to the physical heart, and then the physical heart communicates through the autonomic nervous system right into the brain, through the afferent nerve.
Okay.
It's a very complex science, but that's how it is.
Okay.
It is very
okay.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, the first part of your book was about this pilgrimage, this journey you kept taking to India and back and forth and everything.
Yes.
But you got sick. You got this brain tumor. And
yes.
There's something that you said that I really wanted you to elaborate on. You said sickness is a call to go deeper into the core of our divine connection. What did you mean when you said that?
It's a call to bring in love. It's a holy circumstance. It's something, when we are sick, we can blame ourselves. We can stay in our head and say, why? I could have done this or that, or they did this to me, and if they didn't do this to me, I wouldn't have got so stressed, and I wouldn't have gotten sick, and it could just, or it's the food, or it's the environment. We can spin off in our head. But what I had to learn, what this did to me, was only love will heal me, and that's it. What happened to me as I went through acute recovery, because my brain was so delicate, I was in a very delicate, debilitated condition, that when I had a stressful emotion, like, for instance, excuse me, I was very worried. I was aware enough that this was taking my family down a path of devastation, financially, emotionally. I was very worried about them at times. And that worry could trigger a seizure in me. I could see my intuition was open through the whole experience, having my head blown open, so to speak. I could actually feel and see the chaos happening in my neural circuitry within my brain. And like I said, it could bring on a seizure. Likewise, when I felt really enveloped and cared for, the people, many people coming into our house and helping us, grateful that, oh, yes, I am going to walk again. The sun shining on my bed is wonderful, and I can hear the birds singing. I saw my physical heart and my body light up and send a stream of light up into my brain. And it's interesting to note, because when I talked to Dr. Roland McCrady, who's the research scientist at HeartMath, he says, yes, that's what it does. It communicates the nervous system up that pathway into the brain. So I was learning in a very basic way, this is what stress does to us. This is what our thoughts and emotions can do to us, in me. And I made a pact with myself. I'm going to really live from the heart now. And I do to this day.
You had both traditional surgery, and you also had spiritual surgery. You tell the story about this healer and the betrayal. Can you tell a little bit about that? Because I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, betrayal happens to all of us sooner or later. And when we experience, we meet someone with a special connection that helps us, that mirrors for us our own divine connection. And we can sometimes project everything onto this person. And then something happens and we see the shadow side. And so what that, for me, what it does for all of us, it needs to take us back into our core, to our own empowerment. That's very, very important. And to note that the highest state of all is unconditional love. Having healing powers, having all these extraordinary powers, doesn't necessarily mean someone's in the highest state of love. But it does take us back to our own empowerment, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You said, you made a point, can evil and good exist side by side in our hearts? And so do you think that it can?
Oh, yeah. Well, very complicated being. There's a story. Yeah. We can only do our part. So there can be evil going on around us. But we, in our own, living within our own values, we can do some small act. And that has meaning. And that we can't solve it all. We can't, because we live in duality. We can only play our part. And for myself, that's what I had to do. I had to ask myself, what is this for me? How much can I respond that is within my care? And that's all I could do. We can't save the world. We can't save the moment when we bring in those lost connections. That's our part.
So how you learned resiliency, how can you teach other people to have it?
It's a natural state we all have inside us. What I help you do is bring out your resilience. I can help support you in that. I will do it through the heart connection, because it's the fastest way to do that. And so that you learn to... we all have an inner energy battery. So what resilience is, you want to build that battery with energy, with all these frequencies of the heart, your entire physiology even. So it's very physical, and it's spiritual and mental. But we have we want to define our resiliency in quadrants of our life. For instance, what's my physical body like? How am I in my relationships? What about my emotions? What about my thoughts? Now, for an example, someone like myself, the physical connection, something with all I've been through, I have to really take a lot of care with. So even within that, so how can I be, for instance, as a good example, in acute recovery, I didn't have a lot of physical energy. So I had to learn to conserve my energy. But what really helped me then to build my battery, my resilience battery, was that I could shift into the heart very quickly and get resonant. And that would balance my whole physiology, including my healing and my brain, everything, emotions, thoughts, my coordination. So I doing that in the moment brought me peace. So what I'm talking to you about really is my true north, and it still is to this day, is feeling good. Feeling good in my mind, my body, my spirit, feeling balanced. So that became my medicine for recovery. And that, we start with that. We want to get that energy battery, really grow it, really expand it, really have it so that you can use it. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the journey you took in India and who you met there?
That's a big question. I've had so many journeys. I have so many. Who do I want to meet? I'm inspired to talk about this to one of the women of India, the village women, and my connection with Dion Yogi, who is the lineage holder of Sri Anandima in this yogic lineage. As a very highly evolved person, he was able to astrally protect us in our travels. So, for instance, we're about to undertake a journey, a very dangerous trek, which I do write about in the book. And you'll have to read it there. But before we went on this dangerous trek way up in the glacier area of the Himalayas, he said to us, we're staying in this room on the other side of India. He says, I'm going to go with you on that trip. And I'm thinking, gee, what is he talking about? He's like 113 years old, not going anywhere. And he said, I'm going to go with you astrally to protect you and help you. So I'm thinking in my mind, okay, all right, okay, I prove it to me. I'm that way sometimes. And that's when weird things happen when I get like that. So we went on the trek, and I had, he helped save me. And there was another person whose life needed to be saved. But he manifested through a very young, fit man who acknowledged that he's talking to me in my head and telling me what to do, but it appeared that he was giving him extraordinary energy for high altitude, running up and down these. It was just amazing. But he saved me, and he saved the life of another person. But after we completed this very challenging journey, we were sitting in his room afterwards, and he, through a translator, he says, you guys, he said, I was there with you. I was very worried about some of you. And it was so profound when he said that we all cried.
Wow.
So he would astrally protect us. Like if I was going to another city I needed to travel with, I always travel with someone. He said, I want to know when you're going, what time, et cetera. And then another extraordinary thing happened around for a friend of mine who was helped by someone like it. She thought it was an angelic being getting on a train in India, which is like, at least back then when I was there, getting on a train was like a Wild West experience in India. I can remember the old television shows, the Wild West, you're literally jumping on the train. And so it was such an extraordinary experience. The other impact India made on me, the spiritual energy is tremendous. It's a collective energy is something that to tap into that we don't have in the same way in our culture. We have a more materialistic bent. However, I got my last journey to India back in 2009. I got very, very sick, and I was doing a sculpture. I was commissioned to do a sculpture at Sri Anandima's ashram in Nikora, And I would just walk the ashram grounds twice a day, morning and early evening. And I would pass by this beautiful woman from the village. She had jugs carrying it on her head, and she was barefoot often. She's just beautiful. But we would just smile at each other because neither one of us spoke the language. So I got sick one day, and I was in bed really ill, and as she's walking by my room, she sees me laying on the bed on the floor, and she comes in. She came in the room, and she sat. I was sleeping on a mattress on the floor. She sat down at the end of the bed, and she held me, and I cried. And we couldn't speak the language, and her love was so just beautiful. And so that's the other side.
Wow.
Yes.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So what I found is the psychology. These are women that have very little in material that we have. They don't have the medical care. They don't have some in the hot, no running water. You go to a well. But I could see in the eyes, there wasn't this low self-esteem, unworthiness that we can have in our culture. It's like it was very healing for me.
What an amazing experience to have.
Yes.
You, I know that we all are multidimensional beings. We all live in different realities and things like that. Mm-hmm. But when you happen to be quite aware of these things, how do you balance that with your, you know, with being a physical, living a physical life?
That is one of my challenges. To bring that balance, to bring that spiritual connection into my everyday reality. Mm-hmm. I do it all through the heart. When I think of the heart connection, it gave me control of that because what the power of the heart connection is that it brings that multidimensional connection right in the moments of our life so that we can co-create from that very high level. Yeah,
that's very interesting. I know that a lot of intuitives and you know, people that are sensitive, empaths, such, mm-hmm. you know, that is a challenge. I know it's a challenge for me to be physical and also to be, you know, in those other dimensions. And for me, it's just I've been given a tendency towards fatigue and things like that. So these are the things that ground me and say to me, stop and be quiet. And and I know when I have these challenges that it's just grounding me. That's just the way my body works for me. Can you tell us a little bit about your coaching programs?
Sure. I have several coaching programs. Resilience training, transforming anxiety is another one. And what I want to say about that is I want to get you feeling good right away. So that's where we start with the anxiety, using the power of the heart. So you start learning how to transform that anxiety through your heart, that way the heart, to name what my anxiety triggers are. And to apply that to whatever, whether it's social anxiety, worrying about the future, one's health, et cetera. So that's a very powerful, popular program because we all have anxiety, and it's something I'm very familiar with myself. Whatever I'm using, all the techniques is something that I have a level of mastery of. It's one of what I've been working on all my life. Heart-based divorce recovery. It's very important that we bring the love, the forgiveness, the letting go, the joy and the fulfillment to create a new life by letting go of the past. So it's a very fun and transforming process because when in the divorce, we're letting go, we're grieving. So we can do that with a lot of beauty and feel good along the way. Our Miracle Heart is using the power of the heart, specifically focusing on that. And my new program, the Cosmic Heart Resonance Technique, is another technique. It's a very deeper level of heart resonance. You just go deeper with everything that you're doing. It's very refined connection to the multidimensional spirit connection we have, or the light. And then my other popular mini and full guidance sessions. These are 15 or 30 minute or 1 hour guidance sessions where you have the opportunity to work with me as a fast and effective way to de-stress, heal, and connect with your spiritual intelligence. So you come in with whatever issue you have. I do light energy transference also. That's very, it's another popular way where we're looking with light frequencies, and I can channel them through you, working with your heart as well, to clear out what needs to be cleared out. So there's a healing that happens physically, mentally, and emotionally, and intuitively through that process. I have a coupon waiting for you, too, on my website. My website is
You can say what your website is.
Yeah. Okay. My website is jasminaagrilloshare.com. That is spelled J-A-S-M-I-N-A-A-G-R-I-L-L-O. Share, S-C-H-E-R-R.com. jasminaagrilloshare.com.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. There's a paragraph I want to read in your book because
sure.
I'm always interested in the in the global changes that we're going through. And you said, this is in 41, 2012 and beyond. You said, I call 2012 the year of the naked truth globally and personally. This was a year of rapid change, chaos, and eruption affecting everyone. Yet beneath the rubble in the breakdown of the old familiar structures in our relationships and in our living conditions, a new order of shared loving and living that includes a deeper care for ourselves and the earth is happening within our intimate circle of loved ones and the global family. In our shared vulnerability, we have the opportunity to come together in compassion and compromise to recreate a new way of being in service to each other. What can you say about that?
It's empowering. It's really up to the individual. We have such power in us. The most important frequencies we can bring in on the planet right now, compassion and resilience together. We're all being tested in that right now. But with the frequencies coming into the planet, right, is that we can actually evolve quite quickly, yet things are going to be stirred up. So we may be having more anxiety, feeling that stress even more, and it's happening collectively. But we have such power collectively when we shift into what I call heart time. We didn't talk about that. But that's shifting.
Well, we can talk
heart,
about that afterwards. Okay.
Okay. When we shift in that in the moment, we change everything. So whatever we have going on in our life, the compassion, the resilience is so important because it is saving us, really. And it is felt collectively. It's already been proven. HeartMath has what's called the Coherence Initiative. It's a global coherence initiative. You can go on their site, heartmath.org, and you can get in there and we have, there are certain times where with the energy on the planet and certain things happening in the world, you can focus your love and your care in the global care room. It's really fun. And people all over the world are doing this. So I invite you to do that with them. You can see
very
where
cool.
You are in the globe. Because, yeah, it is very cool. There are many people at the same time you are sending this love and care around the world. It's really pretty cool. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. There's just so much we're unaware of, and I just love to...
Yeah.
I love to hear about these things. So what is heart time?
Heart time, when we shift with, it takes three steps, intention, breath, positive emotion, or spiritual emotion. They're interchangeable. When we put that together, we come into this beautiful state of now, and that gives us the opportunity. We actually are connecting through the miracle realm. It's because we're creating this balance and this opening. So we can manifest care and love and wisdom, creativity, and that moment to change our lives.
Hmm.
So simple, three simple steps to get that. It's easy to get to heart time. It is a challenge to stay there, and that's what we're all trying to do.
Okay.
Because of our thoughts and emotions. Yes.
Did you coin that phrase, or was that a part of the HeartMath protocol, program?
No, that is mine. Heart time.
Heart time.
Hmm. Heart time, yes.
Heart so what time. Are the three things, again, that get us to heart time?
Intention, breath, positive emotion.
Positive emotion, okay. And those three things bring us into heart time. Hmm.
Yes.
Very, very, very interesting. Oh, this is so inspiring. is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like to share, Jasmina?
We have a good start covering this. I do want to leave my listeners with one power tool, and that is appreciation. So you can start there. Appreciation is a combination of gratitude, awe, and admiration. So you can, no matter what's happening in your life, use that as your positive emotion. You can always find something that you genuinely appreciate no matter what's happening. It could be the simplest thing. And to share that with others. When you look at someone, have that appreciation. So it's a lifesaver, and it's one of the easiest of the frequencies for us to bring in. Compassion can be a little harder, but appreciation is very easy. And it will attract positive energy. It creates resonance. So, great one.
Right.
And relationships, very important.
It is really important. Gratitude, appreciation. We really need to take time and understand what it is we really do have. Especially in this society that we live in, where that is so not the focus of life, but there is an amazing amount of people that are coming up that are sharing these kind of feelings and helping to change this world. We kind of change it one person at a time, don't we?
Yes, that's why it's so empowering for us. As we've seen the larger organizations and structures and governmental and so forth are coming down, it's even more empowering for us now.
Yeah, it is. People say, what can one person do? Well, one person can do a lot.
Yes. Mother Teresa, she went out and she said, I'm just going to help one person. She went out and left the convent and she found someone dying and she picked them up and someone saw her do that, and that's how it began. And so we just have a space for this.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What we can manifest. Wow. I guess we covered everything. I don't know. Yeah, I think I asked you all the questions that I wanted to ask you. So I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. And for sharing your story and your great wisdom. Jasmina's book, again, is called Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart. And, Jasmina, where can that book be purchased?
You can get it purchased from Amazon, and you can go to my website. I prefer to sell it from my website. And there's a coupon waiting there for you, too. I also have guided meditation CDs. I have two MP3s available from my site. One is you go to the Enchanted Forest of Peace to meditate with St. Francis in the grotto, to go into his sacred heart. The other one is a guided meditation to experience your divine intuitive connection and to get guidance on an issue you may have you'd like to bring in.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love having all different kinds of meditations to try, so I'm going to try them.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to try them. Yeah. So, again, thank you so, so much for being my guest today, and I wish you well in all that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. It is such a treat and an honor for me to connect with you, Randy, and everyone listening, because we are all so unique, And I encourage you to live your uniqueness, your beauty, and your gifts out and all that you do. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is RANDIGFINE.com. Some people spell it with a Y. I spell it with an I. Now, my website is also randygfine.com. So visit it and visit my website, sign the guest book. My website connects you to pretty much everything I do. So go there. There's fantastic articles. I wrote some of them, but there's some great, really great articles on there. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, I would love for you to become a show follower. So on each page, you have the opportunity to be a follower. And when you do, you get advised of all the programming that I have coming up. I happen to be very, very blessed with the gifts with the people that I have as my guests, such as Jasmina Agrillo-Scher. I have wonderful, wonderful guests coming on, and you don't want to miss any of these shows because each of my guests have amazing things to offer us. So, and also, the more followers I get, the more recognition I'll get. So become a follower. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Well, I want to thank you again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. And by the way, that beautiful music that you hear and in the beginning and you hear at the end, it's by a group called Love Shadow. So check them out. Google it and check them out. Their music is great. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be